Today, I have the pleasure of chatting with Dr. Bronwyn Bancroft, who is a renowned Bundjalung artist, illustrator, author, designer, advocate, and co-founder, whose work will be featured in an upcoming retrospective exhibition at the Bumali Aboriginal Artists Cooperative in Leichhardt, opening October 24th. Hello, Bronwyn. Welcome on. How are you?
Good morning, Charlotte. I'm very well, thank you.
Amazing. So just starting off, the name of the exhibition in and of itself is a very strong statement. I am Gergen. Can you tell us a little bit about what it means?
Well, Gergen's Kookaburra in Bundjalung, and that's my personal totem. That's who I align myself with, and that's who it fits in with my family and my clan. And I do laugh like a kookaburra, so it's such a natural progression. So we, instead of just saying, like, I'm a person or I'm this person and all of that pizzazz that goes with, like, having an identity and having a name on something, with Kyra, who's the curator, wanted to do that, and I thought that was a great idea, so it's perfect title.
I definitely get what you mean about, like, having an identity outside of just a name.
Yeah. I think you just want to do your work, like, you know, that's what I feel anyway.
Moving to the exhibition itself, I understand that the curator, Kyra, is someone you've mentored?
Yes, I've known Kyra since she was a very tiny girl, and she did a degree in media, and she's been very independent in her own life anyway. Had an amazing mother, Kathy Miller Bundjalung, and we just seemed to gravitate towards each other at Bumali, and I've been the strategist here for 15 or 17 years when it got into trouble, had to be saved. So there was a large remit of debt and a building full of hundreds of paintings and no one really wanting to look after it. So I've been doing that. And then Kyra came over and had an interest and started working here casually, and her mum was working here on Saturdays, and she took an interest in the curating, for which I think she probably will curse me sometimes. Because she's a very exacting curator and she has a great vision, but the demands that, you know, to get a show up are huge. So I feel when I walked in yesterday from up at Byron Bay where I live, I just walked in and I was like so flabbergasted. I was like, this is amazing that anyone would do this to celebrate my work. So it's highly emotional, and she's done a terrific job. You feel like you're walking into my home with all my bits all everywhere. It's just amazing.
That is so lovely to hear, especially in terms of, like, being able to see this exhibition take form just in a room. It must be amazing.
It is. She's got a great vision, and we've been, like, for a retrospective of this size, I mean, I've been doing archival material with two gallery assistants for 6 months at a minimum. And for us to feed stuff into the exhibition, and then, you know, Kyra obviously did a studio visit up home, and then we just sort of, like, it's been a big show to get in. Over 100 pieces, I think she said. And it's just, it sort of stops you in your tracks when you're an artist, because, like, I'm not really one for the, I don't like fame or anything like that. And, like, most of the fields that I've ever worked in are non-commercial, such as education and health, to roll out strategies for mob. And so it's kind of nice to have somebody sort of tilt their hat at you and say, you know, thanks for what you've done. And I really appreciate it. I think it's absolutely amazing. And I feel really honoured.
And what a career to be honoured in such a special way, especially in Bumali, which is a place I know you've been supporting for a very long time, because you were one of the 10 co-founders as well. There must be a lot of trust involved as well between the curator and the artist throughout that process, especially with a retrospective. And I loved what you said as well about how walking into the exhibition felt like walking home.
Exactly, yeah. No, I've got me and Kyra, she's like a daughter to me. She's not, I'd never be able to take the place of her mum, but I'm very protective of her. And like, I had a great relationship with a really good friend of mine who was a lot older, and she was like my mate, my sister, my mum, like everything. And I feel Kyra and I have a similar relationship, because she's a lot younger than me, but we can just talk straight about everything, and it's pretty tricky to have somebody like that who knows you and you trust implicitly. It's amazing.
Those kinds of intergenerational relationships between women, between artists, are so important, and they're so valuable. Even if you are the older mentor in that situation, there's a lot you can learn.
You can learn so much. I actually used a barcode the other day and set up my own internet, and I thought my 26-year-old daughter would be very proud of me.
Congratulations.
Like, oh, God, what's all this crap. And then I went through everything, did all the steps, and I went, well, thank God I've got children, but I've got a 26-year-old who's quite, you know, nifty with all the tech stuff, of course. And I was like, I did it.
Yay! I did want to ask as well, you walked into the exhibition yesterday to take a look at how it's all coming together. How close did you get to the decision-making as it was being developed of what was to be included?
Oh, in everything. You know, you've got to be involved in the whole everything. Like, Kyra just walked through my studio and there were a lot of works that were unfinished, because sometimes I'll start work 15 years ago and I won't finish it. And then she's like, I like that. And I said, it's not fine. And you know, that means it's not finished. And she goes, I like that. And so in other words, I want that. So I think I finished like 15 works that were just in different stages of progression because she wanted them. So she knows my work intimately. Since you were the small kid, I think the decision-making about the layout and everything was very much how Kyra saw her curatorial vision, but I knew everything that was in the show from the get-go, yeah, and what was added. And then, obviously, we're relaying stuff backwards and forwards. And actually, I came in and worked all day yesterday to help with the ephemera and empty the bins and be of use. I did a good day's work yesterday. I'm going to help a bit more today because, like, we have minimal staff, so you don't sit around and don't do anything.
Yeah, absolutely. I did see on your Instagram story yesterday that you were in studio, and I thought, ooh, I wonder how that must feel to be the artist of that retrospective, be in the studio, and how involved you were in the curatorial process, especially in terms of laying it all out, deciding what goes where, with such two distinct visions of the artist and the curator. That collaboration process must be incredible.
It is. I think Kyra said, I just want to highlight your work, Annie-Bonne, like, and what you've actually done. There are distinct differences in people's personalities. Some people crave the limelight and all those things, and I'm not one of those people. I'm just a worker. I'm a mother who raised three children as an independent woman and a single parent, and my artistic career has been able to afford me freedom and the right to and the ability to be able to talk about my family and my country and to be able to put a personal love letter back to my descendants when I'm not here. So my whole career has been about that. And that's the pivotal moment. That's what I've concentrated on for the majority of my career.
That's a really beautiful sentiment, a love letter to the future. I really resonate with that. And that actually leads me perfectly to my next question. I was reading an article where you were discussing your Time Travelers installation at Central Station. And there was a quote in there that really stuck with me. You said that for decades, your work has been about traveling back through time and reclaiming, repurposing, re-entering the past to understand the present. With that perspective, I wonder how the experience has been of being presented with a timeline of your work that has already been informed by these concepts of creating a timeline, traveling through time, and just all these temporal elements.
Yeah, it's a buzz. Like, you know, I was pretty overwhelmed yesterday and emotional about the scope of the work, and I felt really tired from looking at it all. And I was like, oh my God, Ronnie, you've worked so hard. And like touching on different times in my life when I created particular pieces of work and seeing the development of the work, and I'm not embarrassed about anything I've done. I love what I've done and I'm proud of it. And Kyra's even put in some of my art school photography, and it's just all really incredible. I mean, it is really a beautiful thing for a group of people to work really hard to want to honour someone while they're alive. Like, I'm not interested in people honouring me when I'm dead. I'd like to be part of that celebration while I'm here in a physical sense. And I think that's what this show, and having a black curator is everything. There's a very different, big difference in the way that you just see everything, and we're quite simpatico anyway, but we understand each other, and it's like there's no overlay from somebody who doesn't understand you or your work.
And having it be curated by someone who, as you say, you've had a very, very close relationship for her entire life.
Yeah.
I'm so, so excited to see it.
Thanks for the interview. I'm really happy to have a yarn.
Thank you so much for your time. I'm so excited to see the exhibition.
Okay, darling. We'll see you next week.
That was Dr. Bronwyn Bancroft, the incredible Bundjalung artist being celebrated by the exhibition I Am Gergen, opening at the Bumali Aboriginal Artists Cooperative in Leichhardt on Friday, October 24th, and running till January 31st, 2026.